Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
In our series on Kingdom Order, alignment is essential to advancement. Amen. Essential to the easy yoke. My yoke is easy. Amen. Sometimes battles are difficult, but the yoke is easy. And the burden is light. So we're going to continue in Kingdom Order. I've entitled this message this morning, Keep Rank. Look at somebody, tell them, Keep Rank. You know, sometimes so much challenge can come to even leadership that you don't want to be no leader no more. I'm done. I'm through with this. Come on, talk to me now. Can I be real with you? What did I sign up for? Well, tell somebody, no, you got to keep rank. Wednesday night, we looked into, to a degree, how we possess the knowledge of his ways. The problem with Israel in the wilderness, they knew his acts but never possessed the knowledge of his ways. His way was out the wilderness, but because they didn't possess the knowledge of that and what it entailed, they died in the wilderness. We must possess the knowledge of his ways. Now, the conclusion of that was we learn his ways when we are obedient in conflict. God wants to show you something you don't know when you face a conflict, but you remain steadfast and obedient. You'll come to know God in a way that you didn't know him before the conflict. Let me start by saying something here to all of us. Do you know you are aging backward? I want to put the devil in his place, because he'll try to put stuff on you, make you feel a certain way. But that's not what the Word says about us. Tell somebody, I'm aging backwards. He'll try to make you put faith in that pain. You know it come with age. Tell somebody, the devil's still lying. Let me say something. Every day you wake up, you're stepping into a reset. Yesterday is over with. Today is a new day. His compassion is new. See, many people gauge their life by their wounds, and they think their wounds were their defeats. No, tell somebody, your wounds are your testimonies. Let me give you an example. See, something eternal has invaded your temporal. Jesus in heaven, when he appeared, well, before he went to heaven, when he went up, sprinkled the mercy seat and came, when he showed himself to his disciples, he showed Thomas, he said, behold my hands. They had the nail prints, holes in his hands. This is the eternal Christ. This was after resurrection. Thrust your hand into my side. The wounds were not his defeat, they were his testimony. Will you start to understand the wounds that the devil try to make you think are your defeat? No, that's your testimony. Because there's something eternal working in your spirit. Ah, he brought life. You see, the more we age, listen to me. I hope this sounds right. the more you age, the more childlike you become. You start to have childlike faith. Jesus said, except you have childlike faith. Tell somebody, I ain't getting older. I'm getting better. Stop counting your wrinkles and start counting your testimonies. Help me, Holy Spirit. Tell somebody right now, stop counting your years. Start counting your testimonies. Stop looking at the wrinkles and start thinking about the victories. Because you are aging backward. Heaven doesn't measure you by the clock of men. Heaven doesn't. We are of another world. We are otherworldly. Hello, but you know the entry is faith. You got to believe it. They didn't enter in because they heard the word, but they didn't mix it with faith. But everybody that mixes it with faith, they enter in. Isaiah 40, 31 says, they that wait upon the Lord. See, there's something distinct about an eagle. An eagle is different from every other animal, every other bird, every other animal. Because the eagle can renew its strength. Other birds get old. You know. But the eagle will go off to itself and begin to pluck off everything and beat his beard and stay there until it's renewed. Oh, y'all ain't hear me. Tell somebody, I'm an eagle. I ain't a buzzard. I ain't a chicken. I'm an eagle. God likens us to an eagle. So there's an eternal aspect working in your life that will, if you believe, renew your strength. What about Joshua and Caleb? 85. Caleb said, listen, I am well able. At 85, I'm strong as I was at 40. Y'all don't believe that. Just look at that. You don't believe that, do you? He was strong. This is not poetry. This is Bible. He said, "Just I'm strong as I was at 40 to go and give me my mountain. Yes, the giants are in the mountain. But give it to me. Moses promises to me." What did he do? His tribe went up and drove out the giants at 85. How about Moses at 120? Unlike us, he didn't need spectacles. His sight, his strength, he didn't need it at 120. How about Methuselah? 969. Well, we won't include him, but tell somebody right now, you carry in you the eternal seed of renewal. Every day there's a renewing. Flesh may appear to age, but the spirit is being strengthened and made alive day by day. Now you got to understand something. When your spirit is right, it will affect your mind and your body. It will quicken your mortal body. It will give life to your mortal body. Sickness starts in the mind. Healing starts in the mind. When you believe it, it'll transform how you think. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. It'll go throughout your body, and your body will become a servant to your destiny. Your body's not, you're not to serve the body. The body is to serve you. It is the temple of Holy Spirit. Tell somebody, you're aging backward in the spirit. The Spirit of God is reversing decay and restoring glory. The world counts your years, but heaven counts your strength. While the world looks at the lines on your forehead. Huh? The world looks at the lines on your forehead. The spirit, heaven looks at your spirit. Listen to me. You are not growing older in weakness. You are growing stronger or younger in power. You love the Lord today more than you did when you got saved. But the paradox is you got stronger, but you got wiser. You're more seasoned now. You're not trying to preach to the trees and casting your pearls before swine. You're growing stronger in power, but also the better in wisdom as well. Isn't that amazing? You are not fading into irrelevance. The devil is a lie. You are arising into destiny. Devil ever made try to make you feel like you're irrelevant? You're over the hill. It's over. God says, no. The best of your days, let me say to you, lie ahead of you. If you can receive it. You cannot be measured by earthly time. For eternity has invaded your timeline.
Have you heard the call to rise higher? To push past empty religion and into the true grace of God? The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. is a powerful new book that shows you how to grow deeper in faith, overcome obstacles, and live as the authentic you. Don't stay stuck on the surface. God is calling you higher and deeper. Apostle Trevor Banks, The Rise of the Remnant, available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.